Today we have a continuation of the presentation of Jesus in the temple that we heard both on the Feast of the Holy Family and we heard yesterday as well. And here today we have the testimony of a second witness, Anna, who we hear never left the temple but worshiped day and night with fasting and prayer. We also hear that Jesus with his family returned to Nazareth and God's favor rested on him. Did you ever consider that 90% of Jesus' life was in preparation for his ministry? And in the case of Anna, if she got married around the same time Mary did to Joseph, that her preparation to seeing Jesus must have been somewhere around 60 years. It was only after he was 30 years old that he emerged to start his ministry, and most of Jesus' life was as it was said. The child grew strong, filled with wisdom and favor, and the favor of God was upon him. Today's reading makes me ask what seems to be two unrelated questions, but they really are. The first one, could you be a witness to Jesus? Could you speak about the actions of God in your life so as to recognize the holiness and the gifts that you have been given? Can you witness to another, so in describing God in your life, that you intrigue another person and make them interested in Christ as well? That's the first question. Now the second one. Are you preparing yourself for that ministry? Are you working your way closer to the meaning of your life in Jesus? Are you closing that gap between your will and God's will? That's the second question. To say yes to the first question, you must have first said yes to the second question. The second question, preparing yourself, takes time. It took a long time in the life of Jesus and twice as long in Anna. And so, and may so in you as well. But we must constantly move ourselves closer to God to be able to witness to him. The prophet Anna, prepared by years of prayers and devotion, knew by her encounter with the child, Christ child, that redemption was at hand. And she couldn't contain her enthusiasm. She couldn't keep it to herself. Anna's heart, because of the preparation, was on fire. And fire can't help but spread. When our hearts are on fire, we will also not be able to contain it. That fire is joy. When we truly encounter Jesus, it is hard to contain the joy in our hearts. We become a witness to those around us of the incomparable goodness of God. We become a witness not just in our words, but in our actions as well. We become witnesses by the very substance of the lives we lead. Yesterday, St. John in his letter spoke about doing and not just talking. When we know Christ, it will naturally lead us to be Christ. For some, this moving to being Christ is the hardest and the most scary step. We fear that if we prepare to witness to God and Christ, what will he ask you to do? What if I'm not ready? What if I don't want to do it? Let us quell our fear, and let us not quell our fire of joy in our hearts. If we do quell it, we have forgotten to trust God. We have forgotten that no matter what God asks of us, it is the best possible world we can imagine. So do not be afraid. Let joy burn in your hearts. And whether it's 3 months or 30 years or 6 months or 60 years, be ready for when God calls your name.